Okay, let's get started. So, our last session was 2 weeks ago, right? Good. And I gave you a little bit of work to do between then and now. Were you successful? Yes, I know it wasn't the most fun assignment, but necessary. So does that mean that you did it? Good. With what we're doing, 2 weeks without masturbation is huge. That's great. Congratulations. You should be very proud of yourself. Yeah. It actually means, because you were able to go that long, it means that we're able to move to the next step in our treatment plan today. Yeah. So, just to sort of recap where we've been and where we are now before we go to the next step, we are working on premature ejaculation. Mm-hmm. We've had some setbacks. Yeah. But you always come back, you always recommit, and now you went 2 weeks. 2 weeks without masturbating, which that's huge. So, what we're going to do today is we are going to work on retraining your brain. Mm-hmm. Well, you noticed the massage table when you came in. I saw you look at it. Mm-hmm. Well, I told you when you started, this is not conventional therapy. I'm a little bit of a different type of therapist. Yeah. We are going to do some hands-on work today. Mm-hmm. We're going to tell your brain, and by extension the rest of you, that the journey toward release is just as fun, just as fulfilling, and feels just as good as the end result. We're going to slow down that need by retraining your brain. Okay? No. The goal today will be to stimulate you in various ways, and not just below the waist, and not allow you to finish. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a short session. Don't talk like that. We're going into this with a winning mindset, and you are going to do fantastically well. So, take off your clothes and go and lay on the massage table. Okay, are you comfortable? Here, let's adjust you a little bit. Mm-hmm. As long as you're comfortable, that's all that matters. Yeah. If you want to call it that, sure. Edging. That's the non-scientific term for it. You're really built up. Well, it's been 2 weeks, so we're going to focus on some breathing. You're going to focus on other parts of your body. You're going to focus on my voice, and we're going to get you through this. Valid question. If it doesn't work, okay? If it doesn't work, then we have to go backwards. Yeah, it just means that we have to go for a longer period of time with hands off. And then when we've done that successfully, we'll try again. Mm-hmm. You can do this. I know you can. It's going to feel great. It's just not going to be the end result that you're used to. That's all. Okay? Okay. So, I'm going to start with my hands just on your torso. Is it okay if I put my hands on you? Okay. There we go. Nicely on your chest. Yep. And down to your stomach. Take a deep breath for me. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Good, good. Feel my hands on your skin. Very nice, very nice. It is relaxing, isn't it? Well, you're already very interested in what's going on here, and you have been since I came over here, so we're going to focus you on your breathing for a little bit longer. Deep breath in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Good, good. Feel my hands. I'm going to move down past your stomach. Just down over your hips, down the sides, and down to your thighs. You feel that? Yep. Just lightly on the tops of your thighs. Spread your legs a little bit for me. I did avoid your groin, intentionally. I'll just rub your legs. Very nice. Deep breath. In through your nose. Out through your mouth. Good. I'm going to move my hands into the insides of your thighs now, okay? I heard that. That little intake of breath. It's a very sensitive part of the body, so that makes sense. Yeah. Good. Feel my hands, feel my fingers digging into the flesh of your inner thighs. Now, I'm not going to make this easy on you. I'm going to tease you a little bit. My hands are so close to where you want me to touch, aren't they? Your balls are right there. They're very heavy. I can see them. Very, very full, I'm imagining. And we're not even going to talk about anything else right now. I'm going to move away from your thighs now. Going to move up just past your groin, over your stomach, and back to your chest. Now, there's a very important erogenous zone on your chest that I think gets forgotten quite a bit. Your nipples. Just going to lightly rub my palms over them. Oh, that's a new sensation, isn't it? Don't clench, because if you clench, you're going to come. So, don't. Yes, I did say come instead of release or explode, because we are putting you in a situation where you're going to have to control yourself, and it's not clinical. Well, your partner, if you were in this situation, is not going to say things like ejaculate and go over the edge. They're going to say words like come. So if I want your brain to understand pleasure and not be jolted when you're in the situation, I need to use the right language. Understand? Okay, good. Now, feel my hands on your nipples. Feels good, doesn't it? Don't clench. Just feel my hands. Feel your nipples. It's such an underappreciated area. If I just use two fingers on each hand and I rub
And I rub. And I rub. Your breathing is getting pretty quick. Let's breathe, okay? Focus on my fingers, but take a deep breath in and out. Focus only on my fingers and my voice. Feel how good it is. You can do this. I know. I see the pre-cum dripping down your cock. And I saw it twitch when I said cock. So it's a good thing we're using different terminology now. I know that your nipples are jolting to your cock right now, making your balls tighten even more. I'm going to take one hand off. And I'm going to stroke down your body again to the inside of your thigh. Deep breath in and out. Do that again. Good. While my hand just moves on the inside of your thigh, spread your legs more. Let me get in there. Good. You're doing very well. Feel my hand on the inside of your thigh and on your nipple. And I'm moving up, and now that is the back of my hand underneath your balls. Yep. It's just rubbing against the bottom of your balls while I massage your thigh and I rub your nipple. You're breathing really quickly. I can feel your heart pounding. Take a deep breath for me. In and out. And again. In and out. Your cock is leaking a lot. But you haven't come yet. You're doing very well. Okay, I'm going to stop everything and give you a minute. Get your body under control. Deep breaths. How do you feel? You don't have to be embarrassed. That's not what this space is for. This is a completely safe space, and you can tell me whatever is on your mind. I figured. You are really desperate to come. Oh, I see. You do, do you? You want to just take my hand and put it on your cock so that I jerk you off? Well, then. No, it's okay. That's what this is about. Yep. Because you know that that's not going to help you. You okay? All right, let's keep going. Now I have this. Lubricant. It's nice, right? So I'm going to just reach down here. I'm going to get in a bit of a different position here. Spread your legs wider. And I'm just going to slip my hand between them. There's your balls. Good. Oh, so nice and heavy in my hand. Very nice, isn't it?
Okay, now I'm going to slide my hand underneath your balls, just to that little space behind them, and I'm going to rub. Ooh, just a gentle massage. Yes, the perineum, yes. No clinical terms, though, remember? Yes, there you go. Just kind of rub right there. Oh, keep those legs spread. You feel it. Feel it in your cock. Your balls are getting even tighter. Yeah. Oh, so good. Very nice. You're not going to come. You're going to take some deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, just like that. Good. And another one. Good. I'm stopping because I'm going to move back to your balls now. A little bit more lubricant. You feel them? Feel them in my hand. Yeah. Feels good, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of lube. Take your own hands and rub your nipples. Two fingers on each, just like I was doing. Yeah. Good. Good. Your cock is leaking. It's dripping so much. But you're holding it. You're not coming. You're doing so well. I know. All of your muscles are tense and you're sweating, but it's okay because you're controlling yourself, which is amazing. I'm going to give you a break. Hands off for a second. Good. Good. No, you're doing so well. Take some deep breaths for me. They are very heavy balls. Are you ready to crank it up a notch? Okay. Just gonna take my hand and rub it all over your groin, around the base of your cock. You're so hard. Your cock just wants to be touched, doesn't it? Yeah. Now we're gonna see if you can resist my words as well as what I'm doing to you. Feel me massaging up both sides, just underneath your cock. Either side of it, yes. It's moving. I can feel it inside. Yes. It just wants me to grip. Get these warm, slippery hands wrapped around it. Oh. With a stroke, pull the cum up out of your balls. You jumped. Stop moving your hips. You're only going to make it more difficult. Good. I'm going to go back down to your balls now.
Nice and slow. Good. So what's your favorite thing to do with a partner? Yeah? A mouth, huh? Where they lean down and open their mouth and take one of these. Very tense, very heavy balls, very full balls in their mouth, and they suck. And they suck. And they twirl it around in their mouth. And give it a gentle tug. Just like this. Oh, like I'm tugging on them now. Yeah. Oh, you're not going to come. Deep breaths. You're not going to come. Deep breaths. Feel how good it feels to have my hand on your balls like this. That's the reward. How good it feels. That's right. Feel it. Deep breaths. Good. I'll give you a second. So you like the mouth, huh? So, leaning over and licking the tip of your cock with all that pre-cum. Yeah, that's what you want. Well, that will definitely make you cum. How you doing? You okay? Yeah. Well, I'm going to touch your cock now. And it's going to be amazing. But you're not going to come. Okay? Okay. A little more lube. Some deep breaths before I actually touch you, just in case. In through your nose and out through your mouth a couple times, please. Okay. I'm going to use just my thumb and my forefinger, and I'm going to wrap it around your cock from the base to the tip. And I'm just going to lightly move up the shaft and stop under the head. There you go. Slowly. Slowly. Feel my finger squeeze you. Oh, feel those balls churning. That head is bulging. There's so much pre-cum down here, I'd swear you'd already come. Yeah, keep going. I'm not even touching the head. And it's just a very light grip with a finger and a thumb. Good. You're doing very well. You can start to push your hips up a little bit. Good. Good. Oh, feel it. Feel me working your cock like that. Feel how good that is. Up and down. Up and down. With the barest touch. Oh, so okay, I'll stop for a second. Let you get together here. Deep breaths. Okay. You can take it. You're not going to come. I know you think you are, because the way your hips are moving and the way your cock is pulsing. Yes. Yeah, it's okay. Now, I'm going to take the head of your cock in my hand completely, and I'm just going to pulse lightly. That's right. Oh, fuck. Yes, this is the hard part. Haha. That's right. Feel my hand around the head of your cock. Feel it. Feel how much your whole body is trembling right now. Do you feel the pleasure? Do you feel how much it's built up? Your balls want release. Your cock wants release. But the rest of your body is loving what it's feeling. Focus on that. Focus on all of the pleasure everywhere but your cock. Just a very light grip around the head. That's right. Good. Stop for a minute. Deep breaths. You're getting pretty close. I felt you getting bigger. Good. Deep breaths in and out. Good. And again. A little bit harder this time. A little bit harder. Okay. I'm going to come up here. Really focus on my voice, okay? Really focus on me. Feel the pleasure from the tip of your cock moving out to the rest of your body. That's right. That's right. You can do this. Hold on to that cum. Keep it in. The pleasure stops when the cum erupts. Hold on to it. Keep it. Keep it. Feels so good on the head of your cock, doesn't it? Down the shaft. Down your legs. Up your torso. Down your arms. The pleasure's radiating everywhere. Everywhere. Stop for a second. Get yourself under control. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Good. Good. Very good. You okay? Okay, we're gonna go one more. And I'm gonna use the entire cock this time. Can you handle it? Are you sure? Okay. All right, here we go. Some deep breaths to get you ready. Good. How does your body feel right now? You're buzzing, aren't you? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, here we go. All right. Oh, work that entire cock. Yes, work the shaft up and down. Oh, yes. Oh, you've been dying for somebody to jerk you off, haven't you? Yes, just to grab that cock and start stroking. Oh, yes. Feel how good that is. Oh, yes. Keep that cum in your balls. Let them build it up. That's right. You can do this. You can do this. Don't cum. Feel the pleasure, but don't cum. Keep it. Good. You're doing so well. Oh, yes. Feel my hands stroking you. Working the head, working the shaft. That's right. Good. You're doing so good. Your whole body feels it, doesn't it? Good. Keep going. You can do this. Just a little bit more. A little bit more. Good. Good. Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. You're right on the edge. I can feel it. Good. You're doing so good. Don't come. Don't. Hold it. Hold it.
Hold it and stop.
Good. Oh my. You did very well. Mm-hmm. Well, you're breathing like you just ran a marathon. Your entire body is trembling, and you soaked the table in sweat. I'd say we're finished. Here, let me get this. Let me wipe you up. There. And we'll just cover you with a towel for a minute. There you go. Okay, do you want to sit up? There you go. Okay. Good. So, how do you feel? Tired. That's a good answer. Mm-hmm. But you did it. I put you through a lot. I stimulated your entire body, your legs, your torso, your nipples. I played with your perineum. I played with your testicles. And I played with your penis. A lot. I used sexy language. I whispered in your ear. I stimulated you as much as possible. And you didn't come. Congratulations. That's epic. You should be very proud of yourself. Mm-hmm. So, our next session, we'll do it again. I've been recording the time, the amount of time you were able to go. So, our next session, we'll book a longer session and we'll see if you can beat your own time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this type of therapy is a little different than what you've probably heard about before. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to go out there. You get dressed. Take a few minutes. You have some time. Feel normal. Not like you've just run a marathon before you call me back into the room. And then we'll schedule our next one, okay? Okay. All right. I'll see you in a few minutes.